We've all been there, rummaging through pipes, dodging man-eating Venus flytraps, grabbing coins, fighting hammer-slinging turtles, and stumbling upon polka-dotted mushrooms, eating them, turning into giants, and going on full-blown rampages.
Relatable.
Huh? Wait, what? Huh?
Super Mario. He eats the mushroom, he gets big and strong.
He eats the mushroom, he gets big and strong. Yes.
Schedule 35 is kind of like the Super Mario mushroom, but for your mind.
Okay.
Schedule 35 will send you precisely measured microdoses of psilocybin that you can take daily to enhance your day without seeing, well, man-eating Venus flytraps.
Oh, okay. There is an emerging movement around psilocybin, and it's proven to help with mental health, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And studies have shown that psilocybin works by creating new neural networks in the brain, which help boost focus, creativity, mood enhancement, and help fight addiction.
I've had friends with PTSD who have used psilocybin and said it completely changed their life. Pretty cool.
And Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently operating in the space. All products come with guides that make microdosing easy to understand.
All customers will need to be age verified, 19 plus in Canada and 21 plus in the U.S. They will receive an invite code.
Oh, so I probably have to prove my age. Let me get out my...
Adel, you're 60.
Driver's license. Okay, fair enough. For all of our products and to get an invite code, visit www.schedule35.co. Our goal is to destigmatize and re-educate on the science and real-world benefits of psilocybin, as well as making it accessible for everyone. Because mentally, sometimes I'm like, you know, the princess is in another castle, and I can't deal with that. I need something.
Amen, Mario. Aaron, how do you say it? Is it Mario or Mario?
Marry me.
Oh, okay. Aaron,
something's on the right. So get 15% off with code RIDDLE at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co and use code RIDDLE.
And when you use Schedule 35, you're gonna win. Right?
Right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right, yeah. That thing.
You're gonna win. Yeah.
Hey guys, my line's open. No one in my line. You got you two. You two can jump. You two can come on over to my line.
We've been in my this other open. Line. We've been in this line for so long though that I feel like if we jump over.
Is this the line
any
to get
two.
Tickets or to
any
go
other
into
what, I'm sorry.
This is the line to get tickets or to go into the
This is the line
we
to
have
get
tickets.
Into the park. All
cuz we changed lines before and it ended up being the line to get in and not to get tickets. So we just want to make sure that we don't lose our spot.
It's a staggered system here at Disney, so the ticket to buy tickets is before you use the tickets to get into the park. And so you're in the use the tickets to get into the park line.
Right, so we're in the right line.
Yeah, and it's every line is the same line here. So there's a big line that you're in, and then there's my line
but
where
you
no
just
one's
said
at.
That, you just said that there's two different lines. There's lines to get tickets, and then there's tickets to get in the park. So which one is it, pal? Yeah.
There are many different lines here at Disney. There's going to be lines for all the rides have different lines. The food has different lines. You can actually skip the line with the app.
Well, we won these tickets on the radio, so and they just told us to come pick them up here, so we're not sure if we're supposed to...
So you don't have the tickets. If you don't have tickets yet, you are in the wrong line. And you're in the wrong line in general, because my line is wide open and anyone can come into my line.
This is trash, because we guessed Goofy's age.
Yeah.
No, it took everybody... So everyone was wrong. There was like 100
we were the
callers.
Closest.
We
were also
we were the
wrong,
closest
but we were the closest.
Without going over.
Yeah.
You're so a team... Now, you worked as a team for this?
Well, yeah.
It was on my work phone, yeah.
Yeah, it was his work phone, but it was in my apartment.
This is actually our first time hanging out outside of work.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, we have tickets.
For guessing close.
Can you get Goofy? Go get Goofy.
Yeah.
Where's Goofy?
Oh, Goofy.
Goofy is in the park. All the characters that you want to meet today are going to be inside of the park, and Goofy does have
a meet
and greet at 11:30.
We don't want to meet anybody but Goofy.
Yeah,
all right,
we have a meeting with Goofy at 11:30.
Yeah.
The beautiful part about Disney is you don't have to meet anyone you don't want to meet. No one's
well,
going to approach
you. Well, if anyone
you.
Tries to meet me other than Goofy, they're in for a rude awakening because
what's your
we're
definition
here for
Goofy. Of meet? Because you will be interacting with people on a service level.
There you go. You
That's
said
it.
Interacting.
That's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Any character that interacts with me other than Goofy, they're in for it.
Well, would you consider me a character? I know I kind of have like a big personality, but I'm not like a Disney character.
You're not in a costume. No. You're not in a costume.
But you're certainly acting a fool if you think we're going to get out of this line.
Okay, you know, that's fine. Stay in that line. I hope that you guys have a great day. I can take any to any people who want to get into Disney, my line is wide open. I'm concerned that there's a large line and no one else is interacting with me but you two.
We've been waiting in this line for like a long time, though.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that.
I'm a completionist. I'm staying in this line.
Okay. It sounds like you are with reasonable folk that can agree that that is the line that you're staying in. What,
oh my
you,
God,
sir,
wait,
what?
Gary and Mike from work. Hey, I didn't know you guys Gina. Hung out outside of work.
Oh my God, Gina. Well, this is actually our first time. We guessed Goofy's age.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was so far off. I guessed he was one. I thought he was a baby.
No, oh, yeah, God. Yeah. No, we were the we didn't guess it either, but we were the closest to it, but...
Oh, lucky
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we guessed he was 1,785.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. It's, please don't
well,
say
that's,
it.
Well, that's close in, yeah.
And that's the closest without closest going over.
But there's other people in the line who don't know how old Goofy is, so please don't say it.
What was the number again?
1,781, I think we said.
Five. Yeah, guys, by the way, Tom, our boss, is here.
Hey,
he bought these
Tom,
tickets.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't see you. I don't see you.
Wow.
It is a Wednesday. It is a Wednesday here at Disney.
Wow, yeah.
Typically a work day for pretty much every industry.
We did. Yes. We put in that we wanted time off, but we didn't get it cleared, but it's in the queue, Tom.
If you want to just check it whenever you can.
Well, I'm off the clock right now, but when I get home.
Okay. You'll approve
it? Oh, shame on you.
I mean, I brought my work phone, so we want to log in real quick, sort of sort this out.
Mm. Yeah, are there any landlines out here that we can plug into to plug in our work phones?
No. There is free Wi-Fi throughout the park, so you can definitely use Wi-Fi in the park, but I don't necessarily know if you can tether like an Ethernet call or a landline for a phone line.
Yeah, I have to send a fax at 11 a.m., so if you can hook me up with something.
There is a business center in customer service, so once you get into the park, you may be able to send a fax through customer service.
Do you guys have stamps? Any postage stamps?
It's free postage to send letters anywhere inside of Disney.
Oh,
But yes, and those are Disney stamps.
Say less. Perfect.
How long does it take to send a letter from, say, one ride to another if we get split up?
I guess it depends on the day and the amount of traffic, but I would say sending a letter probably an hour or 2 hours max.
And actually, my good sir, I have some, this might help grease the wheels, I have some Disney dollars from when I was here as a kid. These should suffice.
No, those do not suffice. We've discontinued Disney dollars maybe 35 years ago.
What?
No, I just used those in London as currency, and they worked just fine at the restaurant I was at.
Ma'am, I think what's happening is that you are stunningly attractive, and you probably did try. You just used some Disney dollars, and someone probably just let you do what you wanted
Whoa,
to do.
Whoa, hey, pal, this is a workplace. Watch that stunningly attractive stuff.
Yeah, that's my employee
you're
talking about.
Yeah, what the...
sorry, you know, I'm supposed to compliment every guest, and I was paying you a compliment.
No, I mean, I guess that makes sense. I made for a coffee once with a song. They let me pay with a song.
Yeah, and just wild guess, can't sing a note.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Raise, you're getting a raise.
That's raisable.
Thank you.
It looks like that line, if anything, is getting longer. I'm not sure what's happening. It looks like maybe they're backing some people back
definitely the
out
right
the
line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's people getting on the back of a truck, too. They're being escorted somewhere.
Yes, so it is a fingerprint system here at Disney to get into the park. You scan your card or your magic band, and then you do your fingerprint. And if your fingerprint comes up on any of our Disney watch lists, you will be temporarily detained to the happiest detonation... detonation station in all of the
can
world.
Can you say that? Can you say detonation at Disney?
Yeah.
I can. You shouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you Captain Hook? What character are you?
Wait a second. Are you Captain Hook?
You're giving big Hook energy.
No. I'm glad that you noticed. I would love to be Captain Hook one day, but auditions are twice a year, and so far, fingers crossed,
thank God.
This year coming up in June, but no, I'm not Captain Hook.
Thank God. I almost lost it. I almost completely lost it. If you had been Captain Hook this whole time, I would have lost it. So
That's the kind of shit he'd pull, right? Making everybody wait in line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I mean, my whole thing is kind of the opposite of that, because I want you to come into this line and get into the park and
a
kind
trickster.
Of start enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, I don't necessarily. Well,
you are a trickster.
Trickster.
trickster you are, sir.
Well, don't let this trickster talk. He's going to trick us.
Yeah.
Well, don't say don't let me talk. Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.